How exciting. How do I sound? I don't normally plug anything into my iPhone when I'm recording using Audio Boom, and with almost 2,000 recordings on this particular channel, it's been nice and easy to literally take a mic shield, windbreak, spoffle, whatever you want to call it, out of my pocket, slide it over the end of the phone and go for it. But if you listen back on headphones or you're really into your audio, you will know there is very little dynamic range actually going on with the mono recording. Audio Boom makes it really difficult for me to use a pro audio recorder and then just to drop audio into this app. When there's so many sharing options from things like VRP7, the new Shure Motive app, other quality apps from Rode and such like out there, and yet Audio Boom doesn't pop up as an option. I see that as really short-sighted on a site which is still great for sharing your own audio, whether it be straight in and unedited on the phone or edited, finished, polished pieces in through your browser. So to use a microphone, in the past I've kind of plugged in a couple of lav mics through a kind of little splitter, and you've got your mono kind of mixed between these two left and right channels, which has been taken in. And on this occasion, right now, I'm using the Shure, Shure, Motive MV88. That's Mike Victor 88. And it's an iOS stereo condenser microphone. So iPhone only, it's got a lightning connector. And my first attempt at recording with this, I found the audio quality very low, and then I realized that if I plugged it into the Shure Motive app, really quite a well-designed app with full control over the stereo field. You can adjust the different types of stereo, mid-side, you can get 90 degree, 100 and something degree stereo capture, and you can select whether or not you are recording spoken voice, like I've selected right now, which really boosts the gain. And then the gain is boosted. It appears in the hardware of the mic and it stays boosted. You can use it for recording. You can select I'm singing. You can select I'm recording an acoustic guitar and a small number of people playing in front of me, or I'm at a live concert. So there are different presets, but you can get right in there into the equalizer and have a play around as well. So what have I noticed when I've listened to a recording done with and without this? Well, there is a lot more dynamic range. If I'm quiet right now, I can actually hear the hiss of a road not so far away. But the noise floor, that hiss you get at in the back end, the room noise, is a lot lower with this microphone in than it is with it out, using the standard microphones with the iPhone. It's all metal construction. It has a kind of a little windshield on this very sexy looking stumpy microphone, which can hinge 90 degrees depending on which way you've got your microphone plugged in. You can have it pointing directly forward if you're shooting video. I've currently got my phone held in an upright, I'm just scrolling and viewing kind of way, looking straight at the Audio Boom interface with all the graphics going up and down. And I've got the microphone folding towards me. There's a pro and con of this. Because it's not exactly symmetrical, they've given a bit of space on one side so that when you're recording video, you can monitor the audio through your headphone jack. Unfortunately, if you are viewing the VU meter or the gauge on an app that you're recording into and have the microphone pointed at your face, the bulky side, if this makes sense, is blocking the microphone point when the mic is hinged at 90 degrees facing you. I'm wondering if they can slim down the bass unit to make it possible for you to monitor the audio when you're both talking into your phone and looking at the screen, or holding the the proper camera, the high resolution camera, away from you in shooting video. Also, for interviews, I think because it's got this built-in little comfortable little mic shield, and even comes with a good Rycote serious windbreak for when you're out and about. It looks the business. If you're holding your phone up, it looks like a professional audio recorder. As I've got it at a right angle, I would be wary. I'm tempted to put a couple of rubber bands around the bottom, because if I... Maybe I just need to tighten up the Allen bolts on it, because as it's folded towards me, if I do this, wobble the microphone, or just... You can probably hear it banging against the bass unit. It will move if I'm moving around. Stationary, you're not going to have a problem. So it might just be I need to tighten those little Allen bolts up. It looks like that's more than possible. Or put a little rubber band around the bottom so that it, if it does knock against itself when it's folded over, you're not going to get that sound. It looks the business. If you check the artwork connected to this audio, you will see. It's in straight mode and folded over mode. I'm only speaking about 4 inches away from the microphone right now, in order to kind of hope the gain is going to auto change so that it removes, you know, you can't manually adjust the gain in Audio Boom, obviously, removes a lot of the background noise and echo in this wooden, lightly furnished room. So, thoughts are that it's a great quality bit of kit, 24-bit, 48 kilohertz digital audio straight into your device with something we've been waiting for in a very long time. That, you know, it's a stereo cardioid condenser. The polar pattern is cardioid, but it's a condenser microphone. The frequency response is about 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. The maximum SPL, 120 dB. I think they come in this color, which is kind of a black and silver. As I said, lightning connector only, pretty lightweight, comes in a really cool little zipped case, a mini semi-hard case. It's and you fold the microphone into its 90 degrees and kind of plug it in, so there's no chance of it moving. And it plugs, you know, it stores away with its standard mic shield on, and then you can quite easily carry the other little soft Rycote. It wouldn't be a dead cat, it's too small, so dead vole, it's even smaller than a dead hamster, so but that should keep all of your audio noise free from the wind. The app again is well worth checking it out, and it's responsive, so it does look different on an iPad compared to the iPhone. How accessible it is, I'm not totally sure, but I really think this is going to become a part of my everyday carry, should I want that little bit of extra dynamic range, deeper kind of bass notes and much more crisper high notes without it going too hissy, sibilance. So yeah, I'm impressed. And for the money, I will be open here and say that this was actually sent to me free of charge from Shure, but I believe it's about £150. I might be wrong. It's $150 in the States. That normally equates to £150 over here. It's a decent bit of kit. Price, I've spent a lot more on microphones, and for this to plug straight into the bottom of the iPhone. For as long as we have lightning connectors, then all good. How does it sound? Let me know. I'm Documentally at Documentally on Twitter. My website is documentally.com, and if you put /backchannel, you'll be taken to the subscription page of my newsletter, where no doubt I'll probably talk more about this. Take care. All the best. Thanks for listening.